This is a production of Cornell University.
Hello and welcome to the Cornell Turfgrass Shortcut Podcast, your weekly connection to turfgrass information brought to you in partnership between Cornell University's Turfgrass Science Program and the New York State Turfgrass Association. My name's Frank Rossi. I'm the Turf Extension Specialist here at Cornell University. And the following is the Shortcut Podcast for June 22nd, 2015, Volume 16, Issue 12. Be careful what you ask for when we have persistent dry conditions, as it is often followed by persistent wet conditions. Some areas in western central New York have been above normal for precipitation most of the season. The dry areas in the region are now getting the 1 to 2 inches of rainfall weekly, except for the far south. This rainfall is helping many turf areas that were moving into dormancy. It is a mixed bag if you tried to seed, and now bare areas are under siege from annual grassy weeds. Randy Prostak, weed specialist from the University of Massachusetts, reports that broadleaf weeds are actively germinating now as well. Golf turf that has enjoyed the dry weather certainly benefited from the initial relief of drought stress. Often the relief is simply a uniform application of water from a rainfall that cannot be accomplished properly with less than adequate irrigation systems. Now that the rains have come, turf areas with high percentages of surface organic matter, especially putting surfaces, are now becoming waterlogged. Typically, waterlogging and high humidity causes bent grass to become puffy and increase the potential for scalping. Soft surfaces also lead to scalping if severely undulated surfaces are mown with fixed head mowers, especially if clippings are not emptied from buckets. The warm weather is causing PGR programs to become overwhelmed with surging growth that can lead to further scalping. The picture in this issue is a putting surface that thinned during wet weather from scalping, top dressing, and traffic. Now it begins the cycle of death. The turf thins, algae moves into the low oxygen surface environment and prevents turf from recovery. Plugging these areas just as you would winter damage with a more adapted turf will allow for recovery and likely prevent moss invasion. Now, from the weather perspective, it was a warm week, 2 to 8 degrees above normal temps as evening lows remain above normal. That is driving heat stress. We are still 7 to 10 days ahead of last year and ahead of normal by 3 to 10 days. Soils have been reaching into the 80s in the south and upper 60s to the north. Rains continued across the region last week, with most receiving between 1 to 2 inches. ET maxed out at 1.25 inches, and only Rhode Island and Massachusetts have moisture remain below normal in topsoil moisture, and drought map indicates many are still dry in the northeast. Many areas are well above normal for rainfall over the last 2 weeks. Now, the forecast for the week: a front has stalled out over the East Coast, keeping us in a normal, even cooler temp forecast and above normal rainfall. Expect evening lows to be warm as summer started last week. A few steamy evenings early in the week and high foliar disease risk is expected. And the 8 to 14 day forecast calls for cool and showery patterns. And of course, you can check out all that weather information on our forecast website. A couple of notes of regional clips. First, from the University of Massachusetts, announcing the passing of Professor Joel Troll, who passed away on June 14th at the age of 95. Joe was a pioneer, and his legacy lives on in his students and work. A note from the Capital District: increased use of hydro seeding due to successful establishments in the Capital District. Questions about if it can be done organic. Rainfall has spurred growth and required mowing of areas fertilized heavily this spring in western New York. And finally, red thread and etiolated tiller syndrome on annual bluegrass, moist, unmown fairways in central New York. In central Long Island, and that comes from Professor Nick Menchik at SUNY Farmingdale. The quote of the week comes from the Riverhead News Review. Quote, if you own grass like this, pointing to the Riverhead Yacht Club lawn, on the riverfront, you should not be fertilizing it, period, ever, at all, Walter said. Please, we implore you, if you have waterfront property, do not fertilize it. Sean Walter is the town supervisor for the town of Riverhead. He said waterfront property owners had a moral obligation to stop using fertilizer. Fertilizer dumped on waterfront property ends up right in the river with the first rain, the supervisor said. Efforts to address water quality in Riverhead Town include plans to upgrade the local sewage treatment plant, which would enable nitrogen loading to be reduced by probably 70% of what our permit standards are now, Mr. Walter said. He also hopes to upgrade the sewage treatment center in Calverton. Now, a note from the editor, if you'd like to learn more about this from a scientific perspective, see the Nitrate Nitrogen Losses to Groundwater from Rural and Suburban Land Uses publication by Gold et al. From 1990. And that's the Journal of Soil and Water Conservation, volume 45, pages 305 to 310. And our final two questions for this week's shortcut. My turf was weak from winter damage, moisture stress this spring, now very wet. What kinds of challenges will I face moving forward? These are very challenging conditions for many turf managers as the summer rains are picking up just in time for the increased temperature. While winter damage is devastating and disruptive, many have been able to get turf almost fully recovered. In fact, many turf managers welcome the dry spring and have seen real benefits from promoting a deeper, expansive root system. Now the rains are keeping soils wet, soil oxygen levels low, and root pathogen activity expected to pick up. Infection of the patch diseases is underway for summer patch and take-all, as well as various fairy rings that persist. Most have made a number of preventative fungicide applications for these pathogens. However, the pressure will remain high. Now is the time to avoid imposing more stress. Yes, we want drier surfaces, but be careful not to impose too much moisture stress. Yes, the turf can tolerate some traffic stress, but consider changing the cups midday to reduce the traffic around the cupping area. Yes, our players want fast greens or fast playing surfaces, but do not reduce mowing heights on soft surfaces without some top dressing for stability. In fact, it is best to skip mowing if any damage could be caused. Also, a good time to move to floating or flexible cutting heads, solid rollers, etc. Roll more for speed and increase your venting. In fact, under these conditions, once or twice per week of non-invasive methods can aid on soil surface drying. Air movement is critical, so fan and blowers are useful. Here we go. Crabgrass is taking over my turf areas. What can I do now? The rains have encouraged crabgrass to germinate and resume active growth much more rapidly than our perennial desirable grasses. In bare areas, crabgrass plants are as much as 5 tiller. If you want to see how big your crabgrass is, check out Professor Aaron Patton's article in Turf Republic. And in the printed version, you can get a link to Aaron Patton's article in Turf Republic. Starting with growth stage, you can determine the best strategy. Smaller plants, less than a tiller, can still be picked up by dithiopyr and get the pre-benefits of dithiopyr as well. Small and mid-sized plants can be treated with Acclaim, Tenacity, and Pilex. Larger plants are best treated with Quinclorac. However, there is a stage between 2 to 5 tillers when quinclorac does not perform effectively. Now that crabgrass is vigorously growing, control should be excellent. Be prepared to reseed these areas. And thank you for joining me for the weekly installment of the Cornell Turfgrass Shortcut Podcast, brought to you weekly in partnership between the New York State Turfgrass Association and the Cornell University's Turfgrass Science Program. My name is Frank Rossi. I'm a professor in the Department of in the School of Integrative Plant Sciences in the section of horticulture here at Cornell University, and I hope you have a great week.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.